From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The United States will accept 10,000 Syrian refugees in the coming year, and White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the U.S. will also increase its humanitarian assistance for those fleeing the violence in Syria.
The president has directed his team to consider how we can further scale up our response.
Earnest says background checks on the new arrivals will be robust to ensure U.S. national security is not endangered. Meantime, the European Parliament overwhelmingly voted to support a call by European Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker for country-by-country mandatory refugee quotas over the next 2 years. Romania rejected the quota plan, saying there was no way it would agree to take in as many asylum seekers as Juncker wants. Slovakia also opposes the plan, and Hungary says it hopes to complete a fence by early October to keep more refugees from entering. Here in Washington, Senate Democrats have blocked a vote of disapproval of the nuclear accord with Iran, delivering President Obama a victory on his top foreign policy initiative. But a disappointed Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Democratic senators just voted to block the American people from even having a real vote on one of the most consequential foreign policy issues of our time. Also in the news, Zimbabwe's finance minister has indicated he has given up on convincing the International Monetary Fund and other creditors to cancel the country's $10 billion debt. President Robert Mugabe's government blames the current situation on Western sanctions imposed on him. This is VOA News.